And there are a couple thousand reporters at Kennedy Space Center waiting for the shuttle to lift off. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce is among them.
The grass is soggy. My notebook is soggy. Our studio is set up in a tent outside the press center. It leaks sometimes. Once there was so much lightning, we had to seek shelter in our car. All around, there are more tents, TV trucks, camera crews. Inside the press center, it's dry, but crazy.
One question a day, that's all you get.
All right, I'll save it up.
The phones never stop ringing. All kinds of news outlets are here. Folks from Europe, Japan. NASA spokesman Allard Butel has been with the agency since 2002. He says the final launch has brought some new faces, reporters who have never covered a launch before.
We've got people that literally don't know where the people sit inside the shuttle.
Plus, he says, there's grizzled old veteran reporters who have returned to say,
I covered it 30 years ago and I'm covering it again now. It's kind of like, for some of them, it's old home week. Oh, hugging, I haven't seen you in decades. Well, I'm back to cover the very last launch.
But with all these reporters here, NASA is working hard to try and keep the big story from just being about an ending.
Today, we're here this morning to talk about the future.
NASA Deputy Administrator Lori Garver is giving a press conference in a big white tent on NASA's plans to venture forth, maybe to an asteroid.
I am standing in front of the test article of the Orion MPC vehicle. This vehicle is what is going to allow NASA, on behalf of the American people and the world, to explore again beyond low Earth orbit.
It's a big white capsule. You can climb upstairs and look inside, but there's no seats or anything. It's mostly empty. Right next door is another place to get out of the rain. I'm in a big tent right now, and there's tables with people staring at their computer screens. These people are all tweeting. NASA has organized a big tweet-up, and right now they're waiting for a famous guest that NASA has invited.
He's furry, he's red, and he's here all the way from Sesame Street. So please help me welcome Elmo.
Elmo is wearing a blue NASA suit, just like the two astronauts he's chatting with. They teach Elmo how to do a countdown.
We're going to go backwards, Elmo.
Okay, backwards.
We're not going to go up. We're going to go backwards down, and one
Elmo
is...
Elmo hurt you, Mr.
At zero, you're going to blast off. All right. Okay, 10.
When will everyone, the reporters here, and the world get to hear the final seconds of the real countdown? Well, that one probably depends on the weather.
2, 1... Blast off!
Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.